People that haven't done this, there's a lot of concern or fear or maybe even shame, you know, if masturbation was not something that was openly discussed or an open thing and you had to do it, you know, secretly and all this other stuff. There's, it can be
quietly, secretly,
so it can really push some boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Intimacy Evolution with Brianna and Mark Carey, where they discuss desire, intimacy, and how to embrace the changes within your relationship. Intimacy evolves over time, and that's okay. Let's talk about it.
Welcome. Here we are.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
This is our 10th episode.
Ooh.
I know, double digits. That's exciting.
It is. It is.
So, yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Oh, we got a lot of exciting stuff. I mean, we've booked a bunch of people. Guests.
Just leading with that.
Hey, I, you know.
Yes. But you.
Whoa.
Yes. I think we booked, I don't know, six people today.
Yeah.
Six interviews. Yeah. We just boom, 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 boom. Got it. So
excited.
Very excited. And just a variety of topics too, all relationship related, of course, mm-hmm. but, I just realized I've been looking down the entire time. So we are trying out video podcasting as well. We'll see how this goes. But yeah, I realized I look around a lot and I'm like, oh, I've got a camera in front of my face today. It's a different setup, but we're excited. Lots of exciting things.
And everybody gets to see my wife's beautiful face.
Thanks.
And yeah.
Yeah, you get to see when I get flustered. You get to see
the looks we give each other. Yep.
You're going to see all the things. Yeah. Giving you the full experience, you know?
Well, we'll probably cut it up and use clips, not the whole thing. I don't know.
Maybe. We don't know yet. To be determined.
That's right.
So, thank you everyone that have been listening for the past 9 episodes and supporting us, and we've been getting great feedback, and I just want you to know that we appreciate all of you.
There you go.
We all appreciate you.
We all, both of us.
Him and I.
Yep.
Appreciate you. I just pointed to the camera.
She did dramatic. Finger guns.
I did finger guns.
We won't talk about this later. All right. On to the show.
Yep.
So this topic kind of came to mind after we've heard people through some of our work, friends, whatnot, talk about, you know, what they can do when libidos aren't matched or things besides penis, vagina, intercourse, penetrative sex. I mean, however that penetration works, anus.
Yeah. Or sex for you looks, yeah.
I was about to go into all the options.
I think you're just trying to get me to do things.
Sometimes. That's not what we're talking about right now, though. I ask you to do things.
Anywho. So back to...
Yes. So the topic is mutual masturbation or alternative sex, alternative connective experiences that include orgasm.
Yeah.
So we just kind of... include all of it as mutual masturbation, but it doesn't have to be both partners.
Right.
It could be one partner and the
one
other one
partner and the other
being
one.
Present and caressing, touching, talking, any of the above.
Yeah. Just enhancing, adding to, and sharing in that experience.
Yeah. To be together.
Again, to be together, creating that connection, the intimacy, which is what it's about, you know? And I think, you know, so many times I would hear you know, at parties and things like that. Parties as in my like direct sales business, like jokes would be made like, you know, give him this and he can take care of it and you can go use this toy. And I'm like, that's so not the way to approach it. Like that's, you want to use those together and create an experience of enjoyment and pleasure, not you go do your thing, I go do my thing. Now, is that okay? Sometimes, of course, but that's not.
I mean, it's a disconnection.
Yeah.
So that's not really what I want in my relationship, but hey, yeah. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
So kind of for us, we use this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. As Brie gets all.
I can talk about sex.
You can talk about your sex.
I can.
You can do it. Kay. Pep talk.
Pep talk for Brie. Here yep. we go.
And so, you know, of course you talk about things you know about, mm-hmm. And we use this on a regular basis. You know, if sex isn't maybe desired by both of us, or there's a reason that we might not want to do intercourse.
Not feeling well, maybe, you know, first couple of days of my period, and you know, that's, I'm just like, no.
Off camera, we were talking about how this all came about, yeah. because this wasn't like something we started way early on in our relationship. And our conclusion was that it probably came from when you were pregnant.
Probably.
And so it was
when, you know, things start to become a little bit more difficult to maneuver, manage, you know, feelings, not, you know, sensations aren't feeling good. Yeah.
So that's been,
and then post-pregnancy as well.
Yeah. When you had pain with intercourse for quite a while.
Yeah. Lots of pain.
So some healing to come. And so we use this on a regular basis there too, because,
that's how we stayed connected.
Yeah. And you know, it's from my personal experience, masturbation is great.
Yeah.
But for me as a sexual, as a physical touch person, all these things, I can do that all the time. That's not as good as mutual masturbation or assisted masturbation, if you want to say it that way.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, with my partner there next to me and still loving me and being with me.
Yeah, the energy that's created there, and yeah.
Definitely. And so we are kind of making show notes before and saying, like, what are the benefits of this? Mm-hmm. Like, and we came up with a list of benefits.
Yeah.
So, one of the first things was, one, it's at our own pace.
Yeah.
And so we're both in charge of our own pleasure, which ultimately that's all we are in charge of, mm-hmm. is, our satisfaction. And we're doing the things for ourselves while we're there with our partner, mm-hmm. and, we don't have those points where it's like, no, keep doing that. No, stop doing that. Do this. You know, you don't have those awkward moments. You can
keep the right pressure and rhythm. And, yeah. You know, you're not like.
Yeah. Not trying to guess on what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. So at your own pace is going to, you know, help guarantee that you're enjoying things, and is ultimately going to get you to orgasm if that is your goal, mm-hmm. you know, if that's what you're wanting from your experience. And so that can bring a whole, you know, satisfaction to the experience.
Guaranteed pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as you do that, you get to learn your partner, right? Mm-hmm. I get to watch her. I get to experience what she's doing, what she's, you know, the noises, what her body's doing, taking that all in, and, you know, learning the cues, what I'm looking for if we are doing something together. Are you getting weird again?
Nope.
She's closing.
A little bit. No, I'm actually very, it's very sweet to hear you vocalize that, that you are attuned to those things happening. And it just actually is making me feel very loved.
Nice. Score. Points for me. I'll take it. But you know, the, you get to also be more in your own body, mm-hmm. and feeling the sensation, feeling the sounds. And I think there's a lot of sensory connection.
I just had a thought. It's fine.
No, let's hear it.
No, I feel I'm keep squirreling on this one. Sorry, guys, but I just...
Oh, no, we have time. This looks like a good thought, guys.
I'm like, you know, this wasn't actually the episode we were going to talk about tonight, and now I think I've figured out his plan behind this topic is to... pitch mutual masturbation. Later.
Oh, for us?
Yeah.
No, my plan has always been a dream of sex. Let's be honest. Okay. I mean.
Okay.
And actually, that's not true. I lied.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's not always that. But anyways, back to the topic. So, you know, the other thing is with mutual masturbation, you invite toys as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, there are things that partners can do during mutual masturbation or assisted masturbation times. They can reach things, they can do things, they can that aren't possible during sex.
Yeah.
You know, I can't reach my arm around back behind me and do this and do that. You know, I'm not that flexible, me personally. So,
yeah, but I think also using toys together, which is great.
It is. I agree.
They're not to replace anybody. They are not to say someone is lacking either. So these are all things that I've heard over the years. People, you know,
mostly I'm going to call out the men, the guys, the,
well, it's just not, you know, talked about. It's like, you know, oh, your woman has a toy. Well, you must not be doing your job. And like, that's bullshit. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's like you said, you have a toy, you have your partner, you can reach and do multiple things at one time now and get multiple sensations. And, you know, I joke around at my parties. I say, you know, to get that G-spot orgasm, I don't want you or, you know, going to the doctor saying I've got carpal tunnel and trying to explain why. Like, use a toy to help with that, you know?
Yeah. Like, there's so many analogies I could go to.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we use tools in everyday life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
They're tools for the bedroom. Yeah.
I cook my dinner on many things. I don't use a fire out back. I mean, I use pans. I use a stove. I don't know. There's many tools
that's
we
what
use.
You went with. Okay.
Well, that was not my first choice, but my first choice was just too much.
Okay. We'll just let you hold on to that one. So let's talk about the next benefit, kind of with toys, but fantasy and expression and you know, you can kind of explore a little bit more, touch on some things that maybe you've talked about, or, you know, do some, we've actually read some erotica before.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
It has been a while, but, you know, talking about that, or the audio ones. Those get interesting.
That was funny. Yeah.
But yeah, you can start to incorporate some fantasy. Maybe that might be new, or it feels a little vulnerable to bring that in during actual intercourse. So this is kind of a way to explore that as well.
Yeah. And I would say people that haven't done this, there's a lot of concern or fear or maybe even shame, you know, if masturbation was not something that was openly discussed or an open thing and you had to do it, you know, secretly and all this other stuff. There's, it can be
quietly, secretly,
so it can really push some boundaries, you know, and
yeah, it is vulnerable to be laying next to your partner almost on display, so to speak.
That's also one of the enjoyable
parts. It is enjoyable. But yeah, if again, like it is something that you are new to experiencing, trying, or hold some shame around, or it is vulnerable to be in that. But again, just talking to your partner and creating that safety together, and you know, you're with your person or yourself, like, you know.
I mean, it also brushes up against a little bit of a kink aspect.
Okay.
Because there's the voyeurism and the exhibitionist, like, you know, being on display or watching your partner, like there's some of that.
Yeah.
Feels
a little taboo.
It can. There was somewhere else I was going to go and I don't quite remember. Oh, it's just going to be what you're talking about, you know, fantasy and story time. You can...
story time.
Yes, that's often what we call it.
Yeah.
fantasy story time.
Yeah. And I think it's a... Oh, that's the thing that we were going to share with them was our creating a fantasy.
Fantasy list.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can go ahead and just... add that in here now.
I mean, it fits.
Because it fits really well.
Yeah.
So expand on that a little more. Double click, please.
So there's a lot of, let's talk about like questionnaires out there. Mm-hmm. So if you want to look at fantasy kink or just what pushes boundaries, what you might like, what you might not like, there's a bunch of quizzes out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one you get?
The Want Will Won't
List. Yeah, Sex and Love Co. has Want Will Won't List.
Mm-hmm. There's also the BDSM
checklist.
Checklist, and, yeah, that you can take and see where you kind of rank on different things.
To flush out your own fantasies and what you enjoy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was coming up with this idea and I'm scrolling through my iPad because I wrote it down somewhere. It's been a little bit. But
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I did. But okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, you kind of, what is a fantasy that you have that you would like to create with your partner? So, you know, I'm just going to throw this one out there, like totally just out of nowhere. I walk down the stairs and lingerie and Mark's just sitting there on the couch and he sees me in lingerie and he's like, oh, okay, I know what that means. And that's like a fantasy or whatever.
Is this your fantasy or mine? Because I'm pretty sure that's on my list.
Is it really? I don't know.
Literally.
I was trying to come up with an easy off the top of my head scenario.
Second one maybe, right there.
Maybe you said it to me in passing one day when you were coming up with this. I don't know.
Maybe I did. You know, I do tell you about most of them, many of them, all of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes at appropriate times, sometimes not so much.
Most of the time, not so much.
oh, come on now. It's not
so,
like
so, yeah, I think we'll come up with this where you can create your own fantasy kind of checklist worksheet kind of thing for you guys if you would like help, you know, being guided through it a little bit. But the point of the whole thing is to express that fantasy, share that with your partner, and then maybe that will be your story time during mutual masturbation or some other time your partner pulls that fantasy, like makes that fantasy a reality for
you.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, if that's something that you guys is possible, you know.
Well, and you also have to know where your partner's at, and you can write everything you want down, but I kind of categorize them into like kind of green, yellow, and red, if you will, like very easy and easy to come by fantasies.
Yeah.
You know, one of those might be in a public space, pulling me close and saying that you want to do something to me sexual later. Mm. Like that is
that's green
private light. And yeah. it's green for me and for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other ones.
No
well,
idea
sex in public is probably a red.
It's a red.
It will get you arrested, but not always.
Only if you're caught, I guess.
Only if you're caught. And it depends where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there's
wrap that up with a bow and tuck that away.
Oh, well. So get the idea. Yeah. And then, you know, you share this, you can give it, you can send it, you can talk about it mm-hmm. in person, however, and it's a little playful activity that you yeah. both can do. The biggest thing, whatever you do, do not shame a partner about a fantasy.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Bad news bears.
Yep. Would you like to expand on that a little bit more?
I don't even know how.
Okay.
Well, you know, everyone likes different things, wants yeah. different things. And usually if we have a strong reaction to a suggestion, doesn't matter if it's fantasy or a suggestion about parenting or a suggestion about relationships yeah. outside the bedroom, anything. Yeah. If we're having a strong reaction to it, that's probably based in something about us, the way somewhere in the past, mm-hmm. Based to a memory, an experience, something like that. Fear.
Mm.
Shame is a quite complicated emotion. So,
yeah. So when your partner shares a fantasy that might not be where you're at, it's okay to pause and not say anything for a minute to allow yourself to process. And you can also just say, thank you for sharing that with me.
I mean, I think that's a great line to say no matter what.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. You can even lean in a little bit and say, tell me more.
Yeah.
You know, to better understand. And then at some point you can say, you know, I don't think that sounds great, but I'm not ready for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of give a where that you're at,
mm-hmm.
Maybe not right away. And the idea was give yourself some time so that it doesn't come from an emotional spot.
Yeah.
It can come from a thought out, loving, caring spot of, mm-hmm. hey, I'm not quite ready to meet you there in that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can make so many jokes.
Why? Connection when intercourse is not possible. I know we briefly touched on that. Or did we already touch on that?
We did touch on that, but we can talk more about that.
Okay, sorry. We've had some technical difficulties, so I had to go back.
Well, the whole idea was...
Oh, unmatched libido.
And we've actually talked about all this.
Well, then you went out of order, Mark.
I did go out of order. It was just the conversation, and it flowed.
It did flow nicely. Until now.
Until now. So... Yeah, I mean, do you want to run over them as a review?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's hear them, sir.
Mutual masturbation benefits. You have your own pacing.
Mm-hmm.
You can go as fast or as slow as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You got guaranteed pleasure. You're in charge of it. So you know yourself better than anyone else. It's an opportunity for sensory connection, fantasy, expression of fantasy. It can occur when intercourse is not on the table for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you have unmatched libidos, the addition of toys to further those sensory connections.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's our list of benefits of mutual masturbation.
It's a great wrap up.
I thought so too.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Not at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to add anything else?
No.
Well, we can, you know, and then the fantasy.
There we go.
fantasy list, creating a list to share with your partner, mm-hmm. About little things that would, and they don't have to be sexual in nature. It could be, I just want you to come up to me and hug me from behind when I'm doing the dishes.
Yeah.
You know, that's still pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And it can still go on there.
Yeah. So. That's great.
I'm done now.
Okay. that stopped recording.
When did it stop?
Who knows?
So our video stopped. Our audio.
Audio started spazzing out.
I think it's time to get off
it
here.
It is. The full moon energy is saying you're done. Yeah. So, until next time.
We'll see you guys later.
We'll see you then. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And we'll see you next week.